I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The story about phone hacking by journalists at Rupert Murdoch's News of the World newspaper took a dark turn yesterday. A former reporter at the paper, who helped blow the whistle on the scandal, was found dead at his home near London. Sean Hoare was 47 years old. Police say the death was unexplained, but they're not treating it as suspicious. The BBC's Michael Buchanan in London spoke to Sean Hoare frequently after the scandal broke.
I think that, to an extent, he bought into the culture of the News of the World, and I think he would have agreed with this himself. And by that I mean the culture was very much get the story, do whatever it takes, get the story out there, sell the newspaper. He was a hard-charging, hard-living, old-fashioned, red-top tabloid reporter. He used to spend an inordinate amount of time just hanging around with celebrities. His beat was show business news and show business gossip. He used to spend an inordinate amount of time with celebrities, drinking vast amounts of alcohol with them, taking huge quantities of drugs. He openly acknowledged this, and he used to go on some of these binges with some celebrities, and he would barely stop. He would stop merely to send his copy back to his news desk to file the story, and then to continue on these extraordinary drink and drug-fueled binges. The consequences of that were twofold. One was that he was eventually let go by the News of the World because his drug habits and his alcohol problems got too bad for him to be able to continue to work properly. And secondly, it did have a consequence on his health. His liver was in a particularly bad condition. But I think that in terms of the culture that says get the story, do what you have to do, remained throughout his time at the News of the World. What changed were the methods that he was asked to employ to get the story. So it used to be taking drugs and drinking alcohol, and it became, in his words, it became technology-based, it became hacking into people's phone lines.
That's the BBC's Michael Buchanan talking about Sean Hoare. The former reporter for News of the World was found dead at his home yesterday. In March, Sean Hoare told a BBC interviewer that unethical reporting methods were widespread at Rupert Murdoch's News International.
People were scared, right? So if you've got to get a story, you've got to get it. And you have to get that by whatever means.
Were you subject to that pressure?
Of course I was. I mean, that is the culture of News International.
That's the late reporter Sean Hoare.